Terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A somewhat subdued Carmelo after the loss last night, listen.
You know, we just putting a lot of pressure on ourselves. I think if we're playing too tense out there on the court, everybody just need to relax, just have fun. I don't think there's no fun in the game right now. You know, I think that's something that we need to get back in the game.
New York Knicks, this is a head-scratcher. All the hype about Carmelo, they lose again last night. It wasn't even close in the end, 111-99 to Orlando. 7-10 now since the trade. Meantime, in Denver, they're 11-4.
That's ESPN's Jay Crawford commenting on the Knicks' lackluster season since acquiring Carmelo Anthony from Denver last month in a huge deal that included four other players, two draft picks, and $3 million in cash. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to survey the top 10 items for the week ending Friday, the 25th of March, reviewing the top 10 hits determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication in the talk radio industry. This week, the sports talk radio focuses on the NBA, the NHL, and the NCAA basketball tournament with a quick look into baseball as the season is about to begin. Number 10 and number 9. Here, talk host Lana Hughes and J.P. Pritchard talk to Amy Kudwa from Homeland Security about possible threats during the NCAA basketball tourney.
The Department of Homeland Security is expanding its If You See Something, Say Something campaign to the NCAA basketball tournament being held at Houston's Reliance Stadium.
Department of Homeland Security's Amy Kudwa is joining us live now this morning to talk more about what to watch for as the big games come to Houston. Amy, thank you very much for joining us. Anything in particular that folks should be looking for?
Well, what we're always advising people to be aware of is their surroundings. We know that people in their own communities have the best sense of what looks out of place. So that could be suspicious behavior, somebody trying to get into a restricted area without a badge, or an unattended backpack or duffel bag somewhere around the event facility.
Well, to avoid slowdowns and keep that foot traffic going, what should people do as far as how they dress, what they bring, what they leave at home, that sort of thing?
Well, the NCAA is still very much and very capably in charge of their security at the events, so I would encourage you to speak to the folks at NCAA about that. But our campaign is much more about just awareness of your surroundings and availing yourself of event security and local law enforcement if you do see something out of the ordinary.
Well, you're putting this warning out there to folks, this caution. I guess that leads to the question, do you know of something that may happen? Is there some kind of chatter on the back channels that might indicate there is a threat?
There is not, pertaining to NCAA. We've expanded with a number of other sporting groups as well. We've launched with the NBA and with the NFL ahead of the Super Bowl. We've also partnered with Walmart and the hotel and lodging industry. So our goal is just to get this out as broadly as possible. It's not in response to a specific threat.
So, yeah, folks, when they think of college ball, they don't typically think of something like this, do they?
Well, and that's exactly why we're trying to get to people in places where they might not necessarily expect us. So we're trying to reach more Americans in the places where they already are to make them aware of the fact of, that it's a shared responsibility to protect our communities.
Oil prices in the stock market, number 8 on the countdown. Host Gary Allen talks to Ben Brockwell of the Oil Price Info Service about the effect that Libya is having on the prices.
We're at 103 a barrel. Is that because of the whole Libyan thing going on right now?
Yes, it is. It's because, and it's also because of the fear that, again, Saudi Arabia is going to be drawn into this. There's unrest in Yemen, and there's the Saudis have intervened in Bahrain. So the analysis there is the Saudis are under pressure from two fronts, and they're going to get drawn into this in some way. So that's the real scary final piece of this that could push prices even higher. Like I said, I think the fair way to look at this, Gary, is we may have seen most of the increase, and it may start to slow down, but we're not going to see oil prices go down. There's nothing I see that's going to make this market go back even under $100 a barrel.
You know, we have to start drilling someplace else, don't we? Yesterday, the president went to Brazil and cut a deal, apparently $2 billion, just to have them. We'll buy their oil from them. The folks in Brazil, they've got some pretty big oil fields down there.
They've had some of the biggest finds. Absolutely. There's a stretch there from along the coast of South America that had some of the biggest fines in Brazil is in that category.
Coming up, the continuing debate over defunding NPR, and a former governor prepares to throw his hat into the crowded ring of Republican presidential hopefuls, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Doug Steffen, we're up to number 7 on the countdown, the issue of defunding NPR. Host Michael Berry here with Congressman Ted Poe of Texas about the House's reasons for and against defunding NPR.
Tell me what the arguments for and against and what the vote was on that.
The arguments for were that it's something that the public should have an objective station to listen to. That was the tenor of most of the arguments for having continue to send taxpayer money to NPR. The arguments against were the obvious. Why should people in Texas or any other place be forced to support a radio station that's a government station? And secondly, it's not objective. They are very biased to the left, and so you're forcing people to support a radio concept that is foreign to their beliefs.
Now,
it was 228 voted to defund NPR, 192 voted to continue funding.
Now, was this a standalone bill or was this a rider to an appropriations bill?
No, it was a standalone bill.
Okay, and to defund for next fiscal year?
Correct.
Okay, so they will continue through September?
Yes, sir.
With this funding, and I guess it's $5 million a year is the number I've heard?
Yes. It's not a whole lot of money, but it is the principal, and it is some money.
Did we lose any Republicans?
Yes, we did. Probably 20 Republicans voted to support NPR. Okay. You know, it's 228 to 192. So it looks like 15 to 20 Republicans voted to continue it.
Did any of them make an argument that you said, you know, that's a, I'm still going to vote again, I'm still going to vote to defund it, but that was okay. That's a fair argument.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that any arguments from any of the Republicans at all.
The following is what Sheila Jackson Lee had to say. I want you to hear that. I want to see why this didn't convince you.
We can't scapegoat. I refuse to scapegoat the National Public Radio, a reasoned and responsible voice for the people, no matter who you are. It is a ridiculous legislation. I ask my colleague.
Is it a ridiculous legislation?
No, it's quite simple and common sense to me that the government radio station should be funded by those people who want to contribute voluntarily to the government radio station, but not force us to contribute to them.
The 2012 GOP presidential list, now number six on the countdown, Steve Scott talks to Kendra Maher from Politico.com about the former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty's decision to join what's becoming a pretty crowded field.
Pawlenty is forming an exploratory committee. Tell us why this is an important early step in a presidential run or possible presidential run.
You know, Tim Pawlenty is a serious contender. He's, you know, while he's been methodically, you know, approaching this decision, you know, making donations during the midterm elections to key people campaigning around the country, you know, this shows that, you know, he's going to start raising money. You know, an exploratory committee technically functions as a legal shell for a candidate who expects to spend more than $5,000 while contemplating an actual run. But it's also an excuse to put out a press release, you know, make some news. You know, he told his supporters that he'll be doing an exclusive announcement on Facebook. He's probably going to get a lot of Facebook followers today, people who want to see what happens.
You know, Tim Pawlenty is, if you'll pardon the expression, one of the usual suspects when we talk about possible GOP candidates. So this really isn't a shocker.
Right. You know, in the way he's, you know, structured the people he's hired, how he set up his political action committee, you know, it all signs point towards a 2012 run.
Do most people who form these exploratory committees go ahead and actually enter the race?
You know, I don't have the exact statistics, but, you know, people who do form exploratory committees, it does mean that, you know, it is serious, very serious. They're just not, you know, trying to promote a book or go on speaking tour. I suppose, you know, we remember the history of people who don't form exploratory committees. It hasn't been very favorable, like Fred Thompson or Tom Vilsack, who skipped that step in the presidential process and dropped out quite early in 2008.
Number five on the countdown, the passing of Elizabeth Taylor. In a talk radio interview, Larry King speaks about how Elizabeth Taylor was the major movie star of our time.
She's the last of the major stars. You can't name another one in her league. In fact, she may be the major movie star of all time. Tell you why. She's the only one of all of them that you can name, the Marilyn Monroes, the Kate Hepburns, you know, who was a child star, National Velvet, at age 14. She's the only one in the public eye for 65 years, and she led an incredible life. I mean, nobody led a life like her. You can't duplicate that life. She was unbelievable. The one thing you love about her was her loyalty. Her loyalty is my number one attribute that I see in people. She had that in spades. If she liked you, she liked you. She went all the way for you. When Michael Jackson was getting wrapped around pretty good, she stood up for him. She was the first real celebrity to get involved in the battle for AIDS research. I tried to enlist many Hollywood people. A lot refused her. They were afraid of the disease. In fact, she got involved even before Rock Hudson announced that he had it. It was extraordinary. She was just, she was an amazing woman. There'll never be another one. That's safe to say.
Coming up, President Obama's health care reform bill back into the focus a year after it was signed into law. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Countdown show.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number four in the countdown, the first anniversary of so-called Obamacare. Talk host Richard Todd here with Congressman Tom Price of Georgia, who'd been an orthopedic surgeon for 20 years before he ran for office. They talk about why the plan isn't good for America.
I want to start first off with an instant message I received from a listener saying, Richard, there are a hell of a lot of Republican doctors in the House and Senate. I wonder why they weren't the face of Republican opposition to Obamacare, because it seems to me if anyone can make the case against it, it's them, not to mention that doctors are likable and Mitch McConnell and John Boehner are not. You're a doctor, Congressman Price. You tell us, the one-year anniversary of Obamacare yesterday. You're a doctor. What does it mean, and why should you and others oppose Obamacare, which, by the way, 26 states are challenging it, and a majority of Americans still a year later oppose it?
Exactly. 16 physicians, 16 MDs in the House of Representatives now, so the numbers are increasing. The fact of the matter is the bill is just bad medicine, as I call it. It increases taxes. It decreases the benefits to individuals, especially in the Medicare program. Over 1,000 waivers already given, and two federal judges have ruled that it's unconstitutional. It's wrong because it violates all of the principles that we know to be true in healthcare, and that is accessibility and affordability and quality and the choices for patients. So as a practicing physician, before I went to Congress, I know that this law, this bill, makes it more difficult for doctors to take care of patients and for patients and families to make medical decisions. So that's why it's wrong. Now, the good news is that there are wonderful solutions, and that's what we hope to be able to work toward over the next 18 months.
Well, that was my question, Congressman Price, is in the attempts to defund or to repeal Obamacare, why wouldn't the Republicans propose their own alternative plan so it doesn't look like, hey, we're only repealing or trying to pull Obamacare away, which, by the way, is a campaign promise that many Republicans ran on. Why not offer up an alternative?
Well, in fact, we will. We're working through the repeal process, the defunding process, and then the replace process, which is what we talked about from the very beginning. I had a bill with over 60 other Republicans last Congress that was H.R. 3400 that we called Empower Patients First Act. And we're working on right now the revision of that, and we'll be introducing that within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I hope, that will provide solutions to make certain that people can get coverage. You got to have health coverage. You can't have folks walking around out there unable to get health coverage. You got to solve the insurance challenges of affordability and pre-existing. You ought not lose your insurance if you change your job or you lose your job. And you ought not be priced out of the market if you have an awful diagnosis or an awful injury. And then finally, the lawsuit abuse issues were not even addressed in the bill, and you can save literally hundreds of billions of dollars. So we will, in fact, propose a very comprehensive piece of healthcare legislation and hope that the House and the Senate will take it up, and we'll work on encouraging the president to sign it to replace the one that's going to be ruled unconstitutional.
Talk host Joel Riley talking to Senator Bob Portman of Ohio here about the battles a lot of states are waging against the health care reform bill.
Mitt Romney wrote in National Review, if I were president on day one, I would issue an executive order paving the way for Obamacare waivers to all 50 states. 26 of them, I think, are in the throes of battles against that right now. Let's get the latest on that from Senator Rob Portman, who's joining us on the live line. Senator Portman, great to have you on.
Joel, great to be on with you.
So what do you think? Mitt Romney got it right? Mike DeWine got it right? Or do you think it's going to be, as we move to 2014, Obamacare will stay the course?
Well, look, if there's a new president, I hope that he or she will say, let's repeal this thing because it's not working. It's increasing health care costs. It's unfortunately resulting in more unemployment. Here in Ohio, we're struggling with our budget deficit, and yet it has a huge unfunded mandate on Ohio, over $200 million a year, $1.5 billion over the next 6 years. So this is not the right approach, and there's a much better approach. There's a way to get costs down, and unfortunately, that wasn't tried.
The one-year anniversary of Obamacare, that's the fourth most talked about topic this week. Recapping, Sports Talk Radio number 10, the NCAA basketball tourney and threats against it number 9, oil prices number 8, number 7, NPR and the funding issues, number 6, GOP presidential hopefuls, number 5, the death of Elizabeth Taylor, number 4, the one-year anniversary of Obamacare. That leaves numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusion supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, we're focusing in this hour on the week in review, week ending Friday, March 25th, up to number three in the countdown, Japan and the nuclear situation following the earthquake. Host Brian Freeman talks to CBS's Steve Futterman about the radiation concerns around the damaged nuclear plant.
Steve, we're understanding more radiation concerns around the plant and around the country this morning.
That's right, Brian. The reactor 2 is where they're having these concerns about temperatures reaching perhaps the boiling point. That may explain why we had the white smoke coming out of reactor 2 yesterday. Now, some of this is supposition, but it is logical to think that that's maybe what's happening. Now, if you do have temperatures reaching the boiling point, that means that the spent fuel pools, which are full of radioactive material, those are boiling too. Those could emit more radioactive gas, steam, whatever, into the air. Now, having said this, there's no indication that the radioactive levels have increased in Fukushima, but it's something to be concerned about. Also today, officials, and this is not a surprise, but they did acknowledge and then talk to us about how seawater now has radiation levels above the safety limit. This is seawater around the Fukushima area, and this has the fishing industry here up in arms and very, very concerned, obviously.
And obviously they should be. Steve, I see these crews at Fukushima spraying water on. I know they had the power line they had to put in. That happened over the weekend.
Right.
This is almost a suicide mission. As I look back at Chernobyl, I'm like, how long are these crews allowed to be on site? It can't be too long.
No, I believe they can only be there for 20 or 40 minutes at a time, then they have to leave and they come back. Now, they are being closely, closely monitored. Now, they are all volunteers that do have this very, very good gear on that's supposed to protect them, but there is still a risk involved in it. I don't know if I'd call it quite a suicide mission. I think we're a long ways from that, but there certainly is a risk. But they are trained, they know what to do, and they've actually been trained in dealing with radiation safety issues in the past, so this is not like a brand new development for them. Most of these guys who are volunteers right now in the Fukushima plant, watering down all the reactors now, they have been trained in safety issues involving radiation.
Talk host Greg Jarrett here with Alex Thompson, a correspondent for England's Channel 4, about another issue the Japanese are now facing, and that's the contamination of their water supply.
Tell me about the Fukushima 50 and those who may have come in contact with the water.
Yes, I mean, these gentlemen, as you might expect, really, are approaching some kind of national hero status, as they do put themselves at considerable risk going into this plant and doing what must be done. What must be done is essentially reattaching electric cables in there to try and restart the plant, and particularly put lighting into. One of the key things is the control area, where all the panels are, where they control basically all six reactors. No light in there until this morning when they got it in. Now, unfortunately, in the course of that, two workers, obviously they're wearing heavily protected clothing, two of those workers came into contact with contaminated water, and they have been taken to hospital for further testing.
That's a very frightening thing. Now, as far as water is concerned, I know that they had cleared some water for drinking, but still families are being issued bottled water for their infants.
Well, that's true, although they said today that actually the water is now safe for everybody, including babies and infants, and obviously baking up their milk for them to drink as well. Let me say that the Japanese do set their cautionary levels for contamination of radioactive materials very, very low, much lower than most countries in Europe and the UK, for instance. Now, that being the case, a lot of people have taken perhaps more caution than even is necessary. It's very hard to find any bottled water at all at the moment in Tokyo. Other products, milk and yogurt, very much being left on the shelves, unsold. So there's a huge amount of fear and caution, even though the authorities here, A, set their limits very, very cautiously in the first place, and B, they are themselves saying, it's fine, drink away. I've been enjoying a nice pint of water myself this evening.
The numbers keep going up as far as those who are known dead, but they also are continuing to go up as far as those who are known to be missing.
They are. Let me give you two latest statistics released by the police department here in Tokyo, in the capital. They're talking now, I have to say, of over 9,500 people confirmed dead. And in terms of those missing unaccounted for, it's a difficult one. They're not terribly sure, but they're talking of a figure between 16,000 and 18,000. Now, an awful lot of those people will simply not have been in contact with their nearest and dearest in the quake and tsunami zones. They could have fled. They could well be alive, but they can't communicate with their loved ones, because their loved ones obviously aren't at home, because home doesn't exist, and the mobile phone network is down, so you can't get them on their mobiles, their cell phones, if you will. So I don't think that you're going to find at the moment that you're going to have 16,000 to 18,000 people confirmed dead on top of the 10,000 or so, but you're certainly going to have several thousand more. There's no doubt about that.
Coming up, more protests cropping up in the Middle East, and with that, more violence as well. This is The Focus, next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This weekend at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
You can get your entire purchase free, and you're guaranteed to save when you pick up a scratch and save card. Get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. No purchase required to obtain card and reveal discount. Offer only valid March 26th and 27th at time customer presents merchandise to cashier. Applies only to regular prices of in-stock merchandise. Limit one scratch card per person per day. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See participating Ace stores for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown. We're up to number two, the Middle East situation. Instability or stability? Here are the comments of Secretary of State Clinton on this week's bombing in Jerusalem.
I was shocked and deeply saddened to learn of the bombing in Jerusalem today that took at least one life and injured innocent civilians. Terrorism and the targeting of civilians are never justified, and Israel, like all nations, of course, has to respond when this occurs. The United States is committed to Israel's security, and we strongly condemn this violence and extend our deepest sympathies to all those affected. We also strongly condemn recent rocket attacks from Gaza against innocent Israeli civilians and hold fully responsible the militants perpetrating these attacks. And I join President Obama in extending our sincere condolences to the friends and families of the Palestinian civilians killed in Gaza yesterday and appreciate that Israel has expressed regret. We stress the importance of calm, and we urge all concerned to do everything in their power to prevent further violence and civilian casualties among both Israelis and Palestinians. Violence only erodes hope for a lasting and meaningful peace and the final realization of two states for two peoples.
From CNN, Anderson Cooper talks to political analyst Anne Marie Slaughter about the increased protests and violence in Syria, Yemen, and Bahrain.
First, the situation in Syria. What do you make of the government's crackdown?
Well, the first thing to say is the courage of these people is absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
our hats go off. The government is going to try to continue to use the tactics that it has used for a very long time, which is just to snuff out any protest. But what we just heard, which I think is most important, is the wall of fear is coming down, that people are realizing that other people are willing to speak out, that other people are willing to take risks, and then they're more willing to take risks. And then, as you heard, as people sacrifice their lives for this, in protests, and you have funerals, then that begins to escalate. That's a cycle that we've seen in many countries. But in Syria, it really takes tremendous courage.
Yeah, I mean, the police state in Syria is omnipresent. It's the same phrase, breaking down that wall of fear, same phrase we heard in Egypt early on, people saying fear had been defeated. It's interesting, though, that the demonstrations in Syria, that so far at this point, the people have not been calling for the president to actually step down. And yet he's not taking that as an opportunity to kind of show his willingness to, you know, go after corruption, go after reform.
Well, that's right. Although, of course, they are asking for things that would make it much harder for him to rule. They are asking for the release of political prisoners. They're asking for the lifting of the emergency law. Those are the tools with which you keep enforced stability. But they are doing actually exactly what you would recommend, which is they're demonstrating peacefully and they're asking for reform. And that is in fact, a position that the United States has supported for many years now, where we've been pushing governments to meet the needs of their people, to evolve so they have evolution rather than revolution. So, and here you're seeing a state that doesn't look like it's likely to take that route, and at that point, things can turn violent.
In Yemen, it's obviously a very different situation. You have two wars basically going on in the north and the south, and insurgency battles against al-Qaeda forces, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. You have a very real al-Qaeda presence in the country. Is that the lens through which U.S. officials look at the situation in Yemen?
This is an incredibly complex set of choices for the administration. We need the cooperation of the Yemeni government. We get very valuable intelligence, obviously, for counterterrorism. Instability in the region does mean havens for al-Qaeda. At the same time, we know that unless the government begins to meet these demands, begins to reform in ways that people are satisfied with, you can have an explosion that really would produce the kind of chaos or ungoverned spaces that Richard Haas was talking about that really would be worse even than the situation now. So we need to push the government. We need to support the right to peaceful protest, but we really don't want a revolution there in terms of our interests or, frankly, for the interests of the people.
And obviously in Bahrain, you also have a completely different situation, which you now have Saudi forces in Bahrain, also I believe forces from the UAE, from this Gulf Cooperation Council, so-called. How do you see the situation there?
So there again, one of the tenets that we are following is, look, it's up to the regional organizations to take the lead here. That's why we waited for the Arab League to actually ask for a no-fly zone in Libya. And here you have the Gulf Cooperation Council who have an agreement to come to each other's aid, and we are not going to override what countries have agreed among themselves. At the same time, we've been very clear that to the extent the point of those troops is to crush peaceful protests, that may seem like a smart tactic in the short term, but it's not in the long term, and it's certainly not in our interests or, we think, in those governments' interests, that they have to reform to meet the demands of their people.
In Delaware, from affiliate WDEL, host Alan Laudell talks to foreign policy expert Aaron David Miller about whether he thinks the president of Yemen is on his way out.
Yemen's president seems on his way out, but Libya's Muammar Gaddafi could cling to power. Aaron David Miller has advised six U.S. secretaries of state on the Middle East.
My sense of Yemen is that the days of President Saleh are numbered. The only question is whether his departure is going to be accompanied by violence or whether or not some sort of negotiated settlement can be reached, which will have him vacate the presidency most likely by the end of the year.
Is it true that his number two is reputed to have more close links with international terrorism?
I don't think that's the issue. The issue is whether or not a state which lacks the kind of durable institution on one hand and yet has proven so valuable to the United States and others in combating al-Qaeda, particularly in the Arabian Peninsula, will continue to be the kind of partner, or whether or not the Somalization of Yemen, a state without water and oil, is likely to create full measure of instability in a critically important part of the Arabian Peninsula. I mean, the real problem we face is that our values, which is clearly support for peaceful democratic forces of change, denied by the autocratic system of the Yemeni government, is in conflict with our interests, which is President Saleh has been a pretty reliable partner.
Then to fears about Libya.
Yeah, the issue really is whether or not the means at our disposal, given the Security Council resolution limitations of our allies, are in line with an acceptable outcome, which is not a Libya and a half, part of it run by Colonel Gaddafi and the other run by the opposition. I mean, the only acceptable outcome, whether you do it in phases or all at once, is the departure of Colonel Gaddafi. And right now, strikes me that's going to take, if it happens at all, going to take a lot of time, unless we get very lucky.
Does the Obama administration feel that it is, in fact, constrained by the UN resolution, or is that just what it says?
Well, I think it's constrained not just by the UN resolution. It's constrained by our wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's constrained by the lack of domestic support. It's constrained by the absence of a congressional resolution. We are at war again with another Arab country.
That just leaves number one. We'll talk about Libya next when the Talk Radio Countdown program moves along.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry. Only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We are at number one on the countdown. Libya, the no-fly zone, Gaddafi, and the debate over the way the president, our president, has handled this situation. ABC's Rick Klein and Amy Walter talked to Congressman Elliot Engel of New York about whether he thinks the president should have involved Congress in the decision to get into that no-fly zone thing.
Has President Obama, do you think, acted within his authority in ordering the enforcement of this no-fly zone?
Well, I think he has if we get out in a fairly quickly way. I mean, I think if this is something that's prolonged and we're around for weeks and months, then I think not. But everything that the president has indicated to me is that we expect to be in and out very quickly. The reason why we started is because we have the technology that other countries don't have. But after the first week or so, we're expecting the British and the French and the other NATO countries to really take over for us.
But Congressman, do you think that means that we're really out, or do we still have some sort of obligation then to this mission?
Well, we obviously have an obligation to the mission, but you know who I really feel has an obligation to the mission that's not fulfilling it, and that's the Arab League. I mean, they called for us to come in. They said that the Gaddafi regime was now threatening the Libyan people, and they asked us to come in. The minute we came in, they condemned us for coming in, and now there's hardly any Arab participation in this. Qatar is participating, and supposedly some of the other countries will be coming in the next few days, but it's really been very disappointing that the Arab League, after having asked for this, is not participating. You know, we have sold many countries like Saudi Arabia, planes and missiles and all kinds of equipment through the years. Saudi Arabia went into Bahrain to help put down the uprising. And the fact that they're sitting by the sidelines throwing brickbats is really very disheartening as far as I'm concerned.
Are we limited by what the UN has said about this, what NATO has said about this, what the Arab League has said about this, or are we involved in our own mission here, do you think?
Well, I think it sort of takes on a life of its own, unfortunately. I think we're limited to the fact that, number one, we want to protect civilians, and that was ostensibly the reason we went in, and I think that was a good reason for going in. I mean, we don't want to see Gaddafi continuing to murder his own people. The other hand, and the big question that's really kind of left out there as the game is played, is what happens to Gaddafi? Is part of the mission regime right. change to get rid of him? That's a little murky. That's a little unclear. And it seems to me that if we go in and we prevent him with a no-fly zone, which I and others had called for, if we prevent him from murdering his own people, do we just leave him kind of lying there so when we pull out he can move back in? That really troubles me. A bit.
Taco's Bob Franz cannot believe that in a situation where there's a rebellion against a terrorist like Gaddafi, who's been slaughtering his own people, so much of the attention and controversy seems to be centered on the president.
Whoever would have thought that in a case of military conflict between the United States and a terrorist supporting or terrorist sponsoring or straight up terrorist himself leader in the Middle East, like Muammar Gaddafi, that the most controversial of the world leaders involved would be our president. That's right. Muammar Gaddafi has been slaughtering his own people. And he is less controversial, at least at this point in time, at least in the West, than Barack Obama is. He's the wild man. He's the nut job. He's a killer. He's a terrorist. He has shown no mercy on his own people, those who have dared to stand against him in even peaceful protest, nonviolent protest, have been slaughtered. He's the wild card, and yet the most controversial world leader involved in this entire affair is Barack Obama. And why? Because Barack Obama is the president of the United States, and Barack Obama, without asking the Congress, which was on a break, agreed with the United Nations to form a, by the way, very small coalition of nations that would participate in these airstrikes to try to knock out Gaddafi's air power, to stop him from swooping down and just completely decimating Libyan neighborhoods and towns and cities because they dared to stand against. Think about that a moment. But that's where we are. Barack Obama is a bigger story in this than Gaddafi himself, who is the reason we're dealing with this.
Libya, not surprisingly, the most talked about topic this week on talk radio and talk television. And recapping some of the other items, sports talk radio is at number 10, the NCAA threats at the tourney, number 9, oil prices 8, number 7, NPR defunding, number 6, the 2012 GOP presidential hopeful list, death of Elizabeth Taylor is number 5, 1 year anniversary of Obamacare is 4, the nuclear crisis in Japan is 3, number 2, the growing number of protests in the Middle East, and the situation in Libya is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen.